Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Happening.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Billboard has revealed its list of top 100 hot songs, so the hot 100 songs of the 21st century, with The Weeknd's Blinding Lights claiming the number one spot. Mm-hmm. It was released in February of 2020. The song became a viral sensation on TikTok and set records with a 57-week run in the Hot 100 Top 10 and 86 weeks in the Top 40. Wow. If you want to know some of the other ones, Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk came in second. Stay from the Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber, they were third. LMA FMO's Party Rock Anthem and the Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling, are your top five.
Forgot about Party Rock. Century?
The last 25 years.
Yep.
All right. I would say that's pretty accurate, at least.
Yes.
That number one, what the kids would call a banger, like that. Is every time it's on the radio, I turn that up if I'm just flipping through the stations.
It also came out during COVID, so it just stuck around a long time. If it wasn't for that, Uptown Funk definitely would have won.
Yeah, that song was everywhere.
You think
too.
So?
Yeah.
I don't like that song. I think it's kind of overrated.
It was
honestly
overplayed. That's how you ruin a lot of songs.
Yeah,
is you over? They're good at first, and then you overplay it, and then I'm sick of it.
I'm trying to think in the last 25 years if there's a bigger song that's not on there, but I think they got that number one right.
Party Rock was huge.
It's pretty good, yeah.
And I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas, also huge.
That was big.
I don't know about the Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber. I think that song's too new.
I don't know if I know that song. Yeah, TikTok played it a lot, though.
Oh.
There was a lot of TikTok.
I'm not on TikTok.
Leslie Charlson, best known for her nearly 50-year role as Monica Quartermain on General Hospital, passed away at the age of 79. The announcement was made by the show's executive producer, who praised Charlson's enduring legacy and presence on the set. She played the cardiologist Monica Quartermain since 1977.
Damn.
And remained a central figure on the show until her last appearance in December of 2023. She received multiple Daytime Emmy Award nominations and was the longest-running cast member on General Hospital.
That's young, 79? We don't know how she died?
Yeah.
I think you said.
It didn't say how she died. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing just old age.
You know, I was curious.
Evil twin
I know
will show up next week.
Carl?
Twitch shows up.
I don't think so.
Do you think that'd be a good gig, working on a General Hospital, one of those daytime soap operas?
I hear it's very hard, that they churn through them very quickly, and you have to learn all your lines like within a day or two.
Well, I just did a quick look up. New actors make about $1,000 an episode. Just an appearance, $1,000.
Five episodes a week. There's one every day.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I wouldn't be complaining.
Yeah, $1,000 a day.
It looks like Khloe Kardashian faced backlash after calling Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass a joke on Instagram, blaming her for alleged fire department budget cuts prior to recent wildfires. Critics on social media accused Kardashian of hypocrisy and right-wing bias, pointing out her silence on other political figures and past controversies involving her family. Kardashian's comments followed LA Fire Chief Kristen Crawley's claim that Bass denied funds to repair fire engines and hydrants amid the fires.
She did. That's not a lie. She cut $17.6 million from the budget.
Kim, people don't like being told the truth.
The fire chief complained, and it didn't matter. And Khloe Kardashian cannot be conservative. I highly doubt.
Yeah, I doubt it.
She's conservative.
Yep.
She's probably calling it as it is, and which is that Karen Bast sucks as mayor and should probably resign.
Yeah, I think the only criticism that you should have is where you've been. Like, these are all criticisms that people have had. You should have been on this a long time ago. It finally affects you, and now you want to hop in on this. But you're right. She is bad.
I would guess that the Kardashians have private firefighters as well.
Yeah.
The Evian water they're fighting, or soy milk or something they're fighting the fires with.
Well, they used the Dasani, isn't that the one that nobody wants to drink?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Use all that.
Dasani is Coke water. Aquafina is Pepsi water.
Mm. The National Archives are seeking volunteers with the increasingly rare ability to read cursive to help transcribe and classify over 200 years worth of handwritten U.S. documents. With more than 300 million digitized records, including Revolutionary War pension files, immigration documents, and census records, the effort relies on over 5,000 citizen archivists. Now, if you want to do this, you can volunteer. You can easily sign up online and start working without an application. Tasks include transcribing and tagging documents in their catalog, which can be done flexibly, even for short periods. So if you're looking for a side gig that I do not believe pays, there you go.
Sounds great.
Hilarious.
Kim loves cursive.
I like writing certain words in cursive. A lot of kids these days probably would have no clue how to write in cursive because schools have done away with it.
Sure. They type.
Isn't that something? Like when I was in college, if you took Latin, people would be like, what are you doing Latin for? But now I can see these kids taking a cursive class to learn the dead language of cursive.
Yeah, that's like their foreign language.
It's their foreign language.
I do have to say, though, my daughter, she knows cursive.
So she was taught in school?
In school.
That's surprising.
Yeah. She's 12, so.
Maybe that was
cut off.
Oh, Fox.
It's first not that stuff. Hard to read. I don't get it. Like it's.
Well, if your handwriting sucks.
Yeah.
Guys.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't be able to read mine. I guarantee that.
Get more at 971talk.com.